Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The federal government has announced $130 million in funding to assist northern communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We're investing almost $130 million to support northern communities in dealing with COVID-19. If you live in the north, chances are you're worried about whether your local health center has the resources to fight COVID-19 and to cope with cases that might come up. So we're providing $72.6 million to the Yukon, the Northwest Territories, and Nunavut, specifically for healthcare and community preparedness.
The Prime Minister said that Nutrition North Canada will be giving $25 million in funding. The program helps isolated communities with access to nutritious, perishable food. And there will be added financial support for northern air carriers to help transport supplies. As the global demand remains high, the federal government is working to secure medical supplies in Canada. Over the weekend, four planes arrived carrying personal protective equipment. With last week's shipment, 1.1 million N95 face masks are ready to be sent to the provinces and territories. Millions of pairs of gloves have also been received. The Prime Minister said Wednesday that protective gowns are being made by domestic suppliers and should arrive starting next week. And significant progress is being made on rapid testing kits, both at home and abroad. The Prime Minister said Ottawa-based Spartan Bioscience will soon be supplying tens of thousands of testing kits per month. There are new restrictions for travelers returning to Canada. Under the Quarantine Act, travelers must now provide a credible self-isolation plan or they will be required to self-isolate in a government-designated place. By law, travelers must self-isolate for 2 weeks and they cannot isolate near vulnerable populations, like seniors. These measures apply to all travelers, including those who are symptomatic or asymptomatic for COVID-19. The measures come into effect at midnight tonight. Over the weekend, Parliament adopted the $73 billion Emergency Wage Subsidy Bill. The legislation was passed in the House of Commons on Saturday after only a few hours of debate. For those eligible, the Canadian Emergency Wage Subsidy covers 75% of wages for businesses, charities, and nonprofits that have faced revenue losses due to COVID-19. This would cover the first $58,700 of an annual salary, or up to $847 per week. The measure was created to help offset the impact of COVID-19 and to support payrolls across the country. It is part of the federal government's three-point emergency economic plan. It is the largest economic policy since World War II. This is the second emergency sitting since Parliament was disbanded in mid-March due to COVID-19. On Monday, the federal government announced $50 million in financial assistance for Canadian agricultural producers to help pay the cost of quarantine for temporary foreign agricultural workers. Temporary workers must self-isolate for 14 days after their arrival in the country. They will be paid during this period. Employers will receive $1,500 per worker to help implement the isolation measures. The money will be used to build residences, to rent hotel rooms, or to support the mandatory isolation period in other ways. Minister of Agriculture, Marie-Claude Bibeau.
These isolation rules come with a cost for businesses. That is why today I'm pleased to announce that the new federal support provides employers with $1,500 per worker to help put in place the measures necessary to comply with the strict public health requirements. This exceptional program will be available as long as the Quarantine Act is in force and the isolation protocol has to be followed. Government authorities will follow up regularly, and employers or workers who do not comply will face severe sanctions and fines. At the same time, there continues to be thousands of jobs available in our food sector.
As of noon on April 14th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 26,631 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 823 deaths. Over 450,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 14th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.